His majesty aglow with the Ancient of Days sitting on his throne.
God laid upon him all power at hand, and all honor was given to the Son of Man.
The Messiah,
worthy honor is yours.
The Messiah,
all in power and glory.
The Messiah,
of the nations
were passed down to him.
Ruler of all people, keeper of all.
Bow down and cry, King, Messiah was supreme above all things. The angels and people from every tribe sang praises to him as they sat by his side. God laid upon him all power at hand, and all honor was given to the Son of Man.
Thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers, for you have given me wisdom, and you have made known to me what we have asked of you, and you have made known to us the dream of the king. For you spoke and said, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, and they shall look upon him whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. And they shall grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for his firstborn.
But who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Oh, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquities of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. But after the suffering of his soul, he shall see the light of life and shall be satisfied. And by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. And he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.